Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, joining us here on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. It's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Doing good, guys.
Now, you ever hung up on any interviews? That's not you. You're not doing that.
Hung up on interviews?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Good. There was a media.
Don't start now.
There was a media member in New York who who cut it very, very short. He was not enjoying the line of questioning. How was the bye week? What'd you do on the bye week, Hunter?
Just spent some time with family. My wife. It's my birthday this weekend, so just spent some time with family.
Happy birthday! Did you anything extra for that big cake? Anything like that?
Yeah, my wife did it right, but just kept it private, not anything too crazy.
All right. Very good. Now, I'm curious, is it worse to have the first bye week of the year, like in week 4 or 5, or is it worse to have it at the end of the year like you guys did this year?
Probably worse to have the first one.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I read over the weekend, you guys were the only team, there are a bunch of teams on bye this week. You were the only team in the NFL to have a practice this week. Maybe you got to yell at Gerard about that. You guys were the only ones who actually had a practice this week.
Yeah. it is what it is. So, if Mayo, wanted us to practice and continue to try to improve and get better, he makes those decisions and we got to go out there and continue to get better.
How much football did you watch over the bye week, college and NFL?
I watched a little bit. I wouldn't say a crazy amount, but definitely watched some.
You know, we were just asking Christian Gonzalez about this, but the college football playoff for the first year going to 12 teams, you got 4 with a bye, conference winners, and the rest of it fills out. Do you like that, just as a fan, the 12-team playoff?
I think it's added some drama for sure. And also, I just feel like in college, it just made I feel like in college, if you lost one game, it was like the end of the year sometimes for some of those top teams. So it definitely added some drama. And I've appreciated a little bit more in college, just that sense of it that you can maybe get in with three losses now, and 2 losses you can still get in. So I think that definitely added some kind of drama to things.
Staying in college, we're talking to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. Bill Belichick came out last week, has interviewed with the University of North Carolina. Could you see him coaching in college?
I think it'll be definitely a different role for him, for sure. But Bill's obviously a tremendous coach. I have so much respect for him. And so I think he could get it done wherever his feet are and wherever he coaches.
You know, the college landscape has changed so much with NIL, and I know there was always jokes about college players getting paid or whatever, but now they for sure are getting paid. What would that be like if you put yourself back in that situation, whether it was you or some of your teammates in college, 18, 19, 21 years old, making a couple million bucks? Like, how would you be able to wrap your mind around that?
Yeah, I probably would have been pretty crazy. 19-year-old me would have been wild, especially living in Baylor, Arkansas. $1 million goes a long way, a place like that. So, it would have been pretty wild. Me and my brothers, we talk about that a lot.
Okay, if a million goes a long way, how about 15 years, $765 million? That's what Juan Soto got from the Mets. How do you feel about Major League Baseball contracts compared to contracts in the NFL, the disparity there?
It's pretty wild. Congrats to him for sure. I'm always happy to see someone get a big contract. Pretty wild. That was definitely something interesting to see. Happy for him.
You know, what are the challenges for the final 4 weeks of the season, making sure all the guys are still, 100% locked in after you've been eliminated from the playoffs, but obviously have to finish the season as strong as you can?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why would you not be locked in, man? We get to play a child's game for a King's Ransom. So, I mean, this is an awesome sport. We've all played this since we were little, and we're getting to play in the NFL. We get to play 4 more games guaranteed. You never know when your last game will ever be. So I think that's, you always got to take it game by game and attack each week like that with that mindset. And we get to play some good football teams down the stretch too to kind of challenge ourselves.
Okay, he's Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. Joins us every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Hunter, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Hunter.
All right. Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Monday, coming off the birthday boy there. Hunter
birthday
Henry.
Boy. All right. Pretty good.
Probably should have been on my radar.
What, you were going to send him a gift or something?
No, I just say it would have been something worth asking.
We could sing to him? It doesn't matter if you know when his birthday is.
Would have been good to know going into the interview.
He's 30 now.
I should have had more. Another thing that should have been top of mind for me.
30.
Hmm. Wife did it right, he said.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was afraid to ask, quite frankly. A lot of texts, by the way. 3793. Oh, no, it's not.
I have a couple of ideas.
617-779-7937. A lot of texts. Did he hang up on Gresham Fourier? I didn't mean to ask about that.
Oh, did he?
Did he hang up on Gresham Fourier?
I don't know.
Oh, I actually think he might have one time.
What? Wow, so when I asked that,
that was just off the rip.
Wow, because he sounded a touch defensive.
Why did he hang up on those guys?
I don't remember. I'll try to find
it. All right, we'll try to effort. If any of the listeners remember, let us know.
Multiple,
that's hilarious.
Multiple texts about that. And so he did sound a little...
He was like,
Squirrel.
What?
Like, I don't,
what do you mean?
I don't, huh? Me? Never.
Definitely not this
time slot?
Nope. Didn't happen last year.
That
this
wasn't
time.
You guys, was it? They don't know.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he has no idea. He's like, I hung up on you. What are you asking about?
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. We'll get back to your phone call, 617.
30 years old.
779-7937. We'll also get into Gerard Mayo. Mayo Monday today on the Greg Hill Show. He was asked directly about whether or not he's been told he'll be back with the New England Patriots. Not a direct answer at all from Gerard Mayo. We'll get into that, plus all your thoughts on Juan Soto next.